be discussing about the chapter 8 today now. A financial report and analysis would be the subject. What are the objectives in financial reports and analyzing the reports? To understand reasons of variations in financial data and how it is used. Whenever you are making the financial reports, you need to analyze also. After analyzing only, you can take the corrective actions. To know important formulas and its uses in variations of analysis, and you need to use few formulas also, because whenever you are analyzing the report, if without using the formulas, you might not get the percentage, you might not get the ratio, you might not get the profitability, you might not get the whatever the incremental or decremental percentages. So you need to use few formulas to analyze the financial reports. To make use of internal and external financial data for analysis purpose. So internally you can use these reports, and at the same time externally outsources who are bankers and investors can utilize this data for analyzing purpose. And internal data, company budgets and forecast and last period reports, goals, standards and vision documents, etc., you can develop with the financial reports. And external data, market and economical reports, industry average and published actual budget results. This is also can be analyzed with the financial reports. Now, let's discuss about the profitability. What exactly that profitability, why profitability is important, and how the financial reports can help you to analyze the profitability. Maximum revenues and minimizing of expenses is nothing but profitability. Simple way, if you observe that maximizing revenue, so if the sales are increasing and the expenses are decreasing, means your profitability is increasing. Evaluation of the specific expense category as per its nature, there are few expenses are there. If you analyze that expenses somewhere, you can optimize, you can control the expenses also. Fixed, variable and semi-fixed expenses, if you analyze where the fixed expenses are there, you might not control that, but variable and semi-fixed expenses you can control the same. At the same time, direct and indirect profitability is there. That one also, if you analyze, you can control that. And operating and overhead expenses are there. This one, if you analyze it, you may be control and your profitability may increase the same. And controllable and non-controllable, which we have discussed. For example, rent, if I say, that is known as non-controllable expenses where you cannot control. For example, food cost is the controllable cost where you can control that. And the same name, revenue or capital expenditure, productive or non-productive, etc., it comes under the profitability. Now, variation analysis. Established standards based on periodical actual performance, current forecast, and seasonal variations on market segments. With this segment, you can analyze your sales data. At the same time, variation equal to comparison of actual with the budgeted in terms of rupees, rates, volumes, etc., positive or a negative. What is the variation? For example, you have budgeted for the X amount of the sales and you are unable to achieve the X amount. Whatever the variation is there, that is known as a negative variation. And for example, if you budgeted for the X amount and if you do incremental sales, what is the variation is there? That is known as positive variation. Identifying and examining causes of the variation, if it is a positive variance also and if it is a negative variance also, you need to observe and you need to analyze and take the corrective action. For example, if it is a positive variance, so you can follow the same trend to continue and to increase the profitability. And taking corrective actions considering its materiality of the overall improvement to be made in performance, which we have discussed. Uses of variance analysis. Whenever you are analyzing the what is the positive variance or a negative variance, what are the uses are there? Uses are to make the corrective strategic decision by management to overcome the problem at micro and micro level operations and services, which we have discussed. If it is a negative variance, there is some opportunities are there. If you analyze, you can take the corrective actions. And to engage most affordable supplies for the purchases is controlling labor cost and any other cost by analyzing the elements, each item cost based on the nature. For example, if you say your profitability is low and whatever the ingredients you are using in your menu, it's not depending on the seasonal. If you change your menu depending on the seasonal, maybe your profitability will increase. So whatever the variance analysis will help you towards the profitability and ultimate effect and maximizing the revenue, which we have discussed. Now, whenever you are analyzing your variances, maybe it is a positive or a negative, you can increase your revenue. So indirectly, directly, your variance analysis will give you more profit towards the business. Productive trend analysis. What is the productivity and trend analysis? So reports of various associations, federations of agencies, productivity trends in hotel industry. Example, the Federation of Hotel and Restaurant Association of India, travel research companies. These are the organizations will give you some trend reports. If you are follow the trend reports, your sales will increase and your revenue will increase and your profit will be increased. So indirectly, directly, you internally you are analyzing and externally also you can utilize the analysis reports and towards your profitability. And information on RVPR, occupancy rates, room rates, etc. published in these reports, its trend can be used for comparing our actual performance, taking appropriate decision for maximizing of the profitability. What exactly we are discussing is whenever the variances are there, internally you have analyzed and you have taken the corrective actions. In this report, we are discussing outside reports also can help you and it can help you towards your profitability in your organization. Thank you.